寂寞的。
Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we sing Him 390.
奉主圣名，我们一起唱诗390首。
Please be seated.
请坐。
We thank the Lord Jesus Christ for gathering us together tonight.
我们感谢神今天让我们聚集在这边。
We pray and ask God to help us to understand the Word of God.
祈求神让我们能够来明白神的话。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are going to study the Word of God.
Hallelujah. 奉主的圣名，我们一起来查考神的话。
Let's turn to Revelation.
我们一起来翻开启示录。
Revelation chapter 19.
启示录十九章。
Revelation chapter 19.
启示录第十九章。
Let us read verse 14 first.
我们先读四节。
14.
是四节。
Revelation 19:14.
启示录十九章十四节。
And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses.
在天上的众军骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁，跟随他。
In the book of Revelation, we can see two kinds of army.
在启示录我们可以看到有两种的军队。
Armies of God.
神的军队。
Armies in heaven.
天上的军队。
Another army you can see, for example, in verse 19.
另外一种军队在十九节。
This is the armies of Satan.
这个是撒旦的军队。
So I saw the beast, the kings of earth, of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. So the armies of Satan going against the army of God.
所以这边是撒旦的军兵啊，众军跟啊神的众军，他们在征战。
And of course, we can see two kinds of kingdoms in Revelation: kingdom of Satan, kingdom of God.
那所以在启示录也可以看到两种国度，一个是撒旦的国度，另外一个是神的国度。
And also two kinds of seals, seals in.
然后还有两种印。
One is seal of the Devil and the seal of God.
一种是撒旦鬼魔鬼的印，另外一个是神的印。
Another one, of course, there are two rivers, two kinds of rivers.
然后再来还有两种河流。
We can see the rivers of Satan as well.
我们可以看到撒旦的江河。
Like in chapter 12.
像在十二章。
From verse 15.
十五节以下。
Chapter 12, verse 15.
十五节，十二章十五节。
Then the serpent poured out water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood.
蛇在妇人身后，口中吐水出来，像河一样，要将妇人冲去。
This serpent, of course, is Satan.
这个蛇就代表撒旦。
From the mouth of the serpent, you can see water.
从这个蛇的口出来有水。
And you can see it becomes a flood.
出来像河一样。
Big river flood.
一个像冲患难患难出来像洪水一般。
Trying to attack the woman to flush the flood away the woman.
所以这边要攻击这个妇人把妇人冲去。
The woman, of course, is the church in the end time, the true Jesus Church.
那妇人在我们知道是真耶稣教会真教会在末世的教会。
We can prove this using the Bible. This is the true Jesus Church.
所以这个是。
We can use the Bible to prove this point.
我们可以用圣经来证明这一点。
But we thank God, we have the river of water of life.
但是我们感谢神我们有属于神生命的河。
In chapter 22,
在二十二章
verse 1,
第一节
you can see John saw a pure river of water of life.
我们这边约翰他看到生命河，生命水的河。
This river of water of life actually goes through the city, that is the holy city in verse 2, that is the true church in the end time.
所以这个河经过了 这个圣城，这个圣城就是末世的真教会。
And this river of water of life, of course, is the Holy Spirit.
那生命水的河代表着圣灵。
So you can see the Holy Spirit helps us to grow to fight as the armies in heaven.
所以我们可以知道圣灵帮助我们能够成长啊，来跟属魔鬼啊的军队征战。
But then the devil doesn't like it.
但是撒旦并不喜欢这样。
So he would pour out water to flood the church, to attack the church.
所以他会吐出水来，想要冲掉啊妇人这个教会。
What is this water?
这水是什么
？This water actually refers to the concepts, ideas, you know, thinkings of the world.
啊，这些水就代表着世上的思想，是啊，世界上的啊是啊。的知识的的理想。
You see, in verse in chapter 12, we just seen just now that the water from the mouth of the serpent.
我们可以看到十二章这边讲到从蛇上吐出来的水。
These are actually the concepts of the world which can be against God.
啊，这些是世上的知识啊，是敌神的知识。
Chapter 17.
啊，第十七十七章第一节。
We can see these waters are set.By the harlot, the great harlot.
啊，所以这个是那个大淫妇所啊所准备的
做的水，做
所做的水。
Many waters, you can see on top of the waters, the great harlot.
所以他坐在啊这个众水之上，这个大淫妇坐在之上。
Who is the great harlot?
大淫妇是谁
？Of course, the whole world, sinful world.
啊，这代表着整个世上啊这个罪恶的世界。
In this world, you can see it's all coming, all these waters.
这个世界是坐在这众水之上，这个大淫妇坐在众水之上。
What are the waters?
这是什么水呢
？Look at verse 15.
第十五节。
The waters, and he said to me, verse 15, huh?
十五节。
The waters which you saw, where the harlot sits, are the peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues.
所以看见这淫妇坐的众水，就是多民、多人、多国、多方。
So the waters.Represent peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. That means a concept that believes the mentality of the people of the world.
所以这些水代表人们的信啊，他们的信仰，他们所相信的，他们啊，他们的知识，他们啊呀，他们的知识。
Where does this water come from?
所以那这些水从哪来呢
？From the mouth of the dragon.
是从这个龙的口出来的。
That means from.The devil inspires people, well, actually moves people to think like the devil.
所以撒旦会影响人们去思想像撒旦一样。
Oh, devil wants us to sin against God.
所以因为他要我们得犯罪得罪神。
You look at the whole world.
我们如果看着这个世界
，You can see many governments, many nations have gone against God.
我们可以看到很多的国家、很多的人民都对不起神。
They have.
犯罪得罪神。
They have legalized a lot of things. These legalized, you know, concepts are actually against God.
他们让很多事情合法，但是这些事情都是得罪神的事。
For example, divorce is legalized in many countries.
就像离婚是合法的，在很多的国家都是合法。
But this is against God.
但是这个是敌对神的。
Homosexuality is legalized.At least in two states of America.
然后同性的方面，
同性恋
也是在美国这边两个州是合法的。
In other countries, legalized.
很多其他的国家是合法的。
Some so-called churches actually they are not the church of God, and they actually, you know, solemnize homosexuals in the church.
那很多其他教会不是神的教会他们也同意这个同性恋。
在教会举行婚礼
教会举行同性恋的婚礼。
Well, this is terrifying in the end time.
所以这个是末世很可怕的事情。
This kind of concept and ideas are from the mouth, from the concept and ideas of the devil.
这种思想想法是从魔鬼的口出来的。
What can we do?
我们能够做什么呢
？We must be armies in heaven.
我们一定要成为天上的军兵。
So that we can fight for the Lord.
所以我们能够为神征战。
The government legalized something which is.Against God, but we don't have to follow this kind of legalized, you know, actions because we are not forced to divorce. We are not forced to be homosexuals.
如果政府把这些事情合法化，我们不需要去跟着他们，因为我们不需要离婚，我们也不需要同意有同性恋。
And people of God say, if we don't respect them, then you go against them. It is the mind of people, isn't it?
很多人就会想到说，如果我们不跟他们同意，我们就好像会得罪他们这些人的想法。
But are we going to please God or to please people?
我们是要讨神欢喜呢，还是讨神欢喜
？We have to ask God to help us.
我们要求神来帮助我们。
Revelation chapter 19.
启示录十九章。
Look at 14 again.
第十四节。
The armies in heaven.
这个是天上的众军。
Clothed in fine linen.
穿着穿着细麻衣。
White and clean.
是又白又洁。
Who could this be?
这是谁呢
？If you look at the clothing worn by these armies, fine linen, white and clean, then we can tell who these armies are.Some people say these armies can be the angels in heaven.
我们看说这个众军是穿细麻衣又白又洁。有人说这些众军兵是天使们。
But actually, in this context, they are the people of God in this world fighting for the Lord Jesus.
但是在这一段里面是指着神的百姓、神的军兵、神相信神的人、为神征战的人。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道
？Because they actually now have put on.Fine linen, white and clean.
因为他们穿着洁白的细麻衣。
Look at verse 8.
第八节。
And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. See, can you see? This verse 8 explains.
我们看到第八节就告诉我们。
Verse 14, you know, the armies also with fine linen.And verse 8, it tells us that fine linen actually the acts, the righteous behaviors of the holy people of God. So the armies must be the holy people of God.
这边说到这穿洁白的细麻衣是圣徒所行的义，这些圣徒们，所以这些众军民一定是指着这个圣徒他们。
We are the armies of God in the end time.
我们是神的众军兵在这个末世的时期。
We must be the saints in the household of God.
我们需要成为神教会里面的圣徒。
We must be the wife of the Lamb.
我们需要成为这个羔羊的妻子。
We are the true church in the end time.
我们是末世的真教会。
So the first condition to be armies in heaven is to put on fine linen, white and clean.
所以要成为众军兵天上的众军兵的第一个条件就是要穿着又洁又白的细麻衣。
If we don't wear this, we cannot be armies in heaven.
我们如果不穿上这就不能成为天上的军兵。
What is this white garments?
所以这个洁白的细麻衣是什么
？It says the acts, the righteous acts, not just any acts, but righteous acts of the saints in verse 8.
谈到这边是圣徒所行的义的义，他们所行的义。
不是一般。
不是平常的行为而已。
Righteous acts，
这是义的行为。
This actually refers to the fine linen, white and clean.
所以这就是指着细麻衣，又洁又白的细麻衣。
We not just need the words of God.
所以我们不是只是需要神的话而已。
We need not just prayer.
我们不只需要祷告
，because we can read the Bible，
因为我们可以读经
，we can pray，
我们也可以祷告
，but our garments might still not be very clean。
但是我们的衣服也可能不是很洁净
，why？
为什么呢
？Look at some people who have received the Holy Spirit。
我们看有些人他们得到圣灵了
，why they still you know are not very spiritual？
为什么他们还不是很属灵
？They are still you know they love the world more than Jesus。
他们还是爱世界比爱耶稣更多
，they cannot say to God your love。Is better than wine.
他们没有办法向神说你的爱比酒更美。
But those who are armies in heaven,
但是那些是天上的军兵的
，they can say this.
他们可以这样说
，because their lifestyle is all for God.
因为他们的生命是给神的生命。
Their kind of livelihood is for Jesus.
那他们的生活是给主耶稣的生活。
And everything is good.
每一样事情都是好的。
Everything is pure.
每样都是洁白的。
In the society or in the church, they are the same person. They behave in the same manner.
不管在社会上还是在教会里面，他们是同样一个人，
so,
穿着同样的衣服。
In the church, outside the church, they still put on these white garments.
所以不管在教会里面还是在教会外面，他们同样穿上一样的衣服。
Sometimes, if we are not careful, we can grieve one another.
有时候我们如果不小心的时候，会去伤害到我们互相伤害。
This is the time we have to ask God to forgive us.
这个时候我们需要求神来原谅我们。
Ask God to really have mercy upon us.
求神能够给我们怜悯。
So that we can truly wear these garments of cleanliness, bright and clear and clean.
我们可以穿上这光明洁白的细麻衣。
So that tells us sanctification is very important.
对，告诉我们要成圣是一个很重要的事。
After water baptism, we all are justified by God because of the blood of Jesus.
在洗受洗之后，我们每一个人都称义的，因为神的血来称义。
What is justification?
什么是称义呢
？That means something given to us free of charge.
是我有人给我们这个。
Something given to us.
有给我们白白的赐给我们。
This free grace from God is not purchased by silver and gold. Peter tells us.
这个神的恩典不是从金还是用银用金所能够买的。
That's what Peter says.
因为彼得是这样子说。
Indeed, we can be in the true Jesus Church, be the armies in heaven. This is the greatest possible free gift, grace given to us.
我们能够成为真耶稣教会的信徒天上的军兵，这个是神给我们最大的白白赐给我们的恩典。
So after we are justified.
所以当我们成圣之后
I mean, after water baptism, God sees us as clean people, righteous people. So this is called justification.
在我们受洗之后，神就算我们为义，称我们为义。
Romans tells us we are justified by the blood of Jesus.
在罗马书告诉我们，我们是被神的血称义。
We are justified by our faith, believing in Jesus.
我们是靠着我们的信称义。
We are justified by His life.
我们靠着主耶稣的生命称义。
We are justified by His grace.
我们靠着他的恩典称义。
We are justified by His resurrection.
我们靠着他的复活称义。
This is wonderful.
这个是多奇妙。
But being justified is only the starting point of being the armies of God.
但是被称义只是成为神军兵的开始。
We need to be sanctified.
我们需要真正成为圣洁。
Because sanctification is a life.Long process.
因为成圣是一个一生我们所需要体会的过程。
We need to put on these garments until the Lord comes again.
我们需要把神赐给我们这一件衣服再次穿上。
These white garments must be worn until the Lord comes again.
这洁白的细麻衣我们需要穿上，一直到主耶稣来临的时候。
This is called process of sanctification.
这个就是成圣的过程。
It's a process.
是一个过程。
We are made clean.As we go, as we grow older and older,
我们是更洁白、更干净。当我们更年长、更长进的时候
，This is very clear in the Bible.
这个在圣经是很清楚的。
Actually, Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 is justification.
其实在启示录第一章第五节是讲到成圣
through the blood of Jesus.
借着神的血成圣。
And then verse 6.
然后第六节
sanctification. 第六节是
成圣
That is because we are made kings. Made king is a process.
因为我们被称为
made kings 死成为王 made kings. We are made M-A-D kings. Verse 6, chapter 1, verse 6.
因为我们
第一章第六节
Okay. 因为我们成为国民，成为
国民 actually originally is original version is kings 啊，
所以这边说成为国民，其实本来是原文是说成为王。
So verse 5 tells us through the blood of Jesus we are washed, therefore we are justified.
所以他用他的爱用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。就是称义。
Verse 6,
第六节。
We have to be made kings.
然后我们被称为
国王。This making is a process, it's sanctification.
这个成为国王就是一个成圣的一个过程。
And then we can become priests.
然后我们就能够成为祭司。
Kings means victorious saints, victorious believers.
国王就是那些得胜的国民。
They are the saints.
他们是得胜的圣徒。
And then we can become priests.
再来就能够成为神的祭司。
The priest means working for God.
祭司是为神工作的人。
So before we can become priests, we must become kings.
所以在我们成为祭司之前，我们一定要成为国王。
That means we must be victorious believers saints before you can work for God.
所以代表我们要成为得胜的圣徒，才能够为神工作。
And this is repeated. This message is repeated in chapter 5, verses 9 and 10.
那这一段讯息也是在第五节第五章第九节第十节那边再次重复。
Then we can become the armies in heaven.
那再来，我们就能够成为神的军队。
Look at, let's come back to chapter 19.
我们如果看回十九章
，we can see another condition.
可以看到另外一个条件。
So、the first condition is to put on white garments.
第一个条件要穿上洁白的细麻衣
，holiness，
就是圣洁。
And then if you look at verse 7.
第七节
，we have to come to the marriage feast of the Lamb. We must be ready, ready.
我们需要准备好了来参加婚宴。
Are we ready?
我们准备好了吗
？Are we ready for the feast of the Lord?
我们准备好来参加神的婚宴吗
？Feast of the Lord, marriage feast of the Lord means really within His household, within His kingdom on earth, and then eventually in heaven. That is His feast.
这个婚宴就是在神的家里的婚宴，在世上的教会里然后将来在天国的在天国里。
This is the feast of the Lord.
所以这个是神的婚宴。
Are we ready?
我们准备好了吗
？If we are ready in this world, then we are ready in heaven.
我们如果在这个世界上准备好了，那在天上也就是准备好了。
But we cannot get ready in heaven. It's too late.
但是我们没有办法在天上准备好，在那时候已经太晚了。
We must get ready here in earth, in this world, on earth.
一定要在这个世界上还在世的时候就已经准备好了。
That means we must be in the true church. We cannot depart from the true church.
所以告诉我们，我们要在真教会里面，我们不能够离开真教会。
Then we can become armies of God.
这样我们就能够成为神的军队。
Then we'll be blessed.
这样我们就能够得到祝福。
Verse 9 tells us.
第九节告诉我
们。Blessed are those who are called.To the marriage supper of the Lamb.
那些被邀请赴婚宴的人有福了。
Wonderful. We are blessed because we are in the true church.
我们很喜乐，很高兴因为我们是在真耶稣教会里。
But the condition is, are we ready? Are we ready to be here all the time in the true church until we meet the Lord, meet God eventually?
但是问题是，我们准备好了吗？我们有办法？在这个教会里面已经预备好了来迎接来见神吗
？We need to think about this question.
我们需要来思考这个问题。
Look at the armies. Where are they?
我们来看到这个众军是谁在哪里
？In heaven.
在天上的众军。
Not in the world.
不是在世上的众军。
Actually, we are in the world today, aren't we?
但其实我们是在这个世界上的。
So this another condition. We must be in heaven.
好，另外一个条件就是我们一定是要属天的
in
在天上
heaven, 在天的 That means we belong to God
所以在天的就是我们是属于神的
In heaven means godly
在天的就是我们很敬虔很虔诚
Very spiritual
我们很属灵
Everything is of God
因为所有的都是属于神
Everything is for God
所有的都是为着神
Everything is spiritual
所有的都是属灵的。
Put God first in our life.
我们把神放在我们生命的第一。
These are the armies in heaven.
这个是天上的众军。
Why some people like you and me can give up the world to work for God full time?
为什么有些人能够像你和我能够把我们的生命奉献给神
？Why some people, even though they have some work in the world, they still devote themselves to work for God in the church？
为什么在有的人在这世界上已经工作很忙了，还能够为教会为神做很多的事情
？You know why？
为什么
？Because they are armies in heaven。
因为他们是天上的众军。
Everything that they do in the world is for Jesus。
他们在世界上所做的所有的一切都是为着主。
They study for Jesus.
他们为主来学习。
They work for Jesus.
他们为主来工作。
Or they earn money for Jesus.
他们为主来赚钱。
They get married for Jesus.
他们为主而结婚。
They raise up children for Jesus.
他们为主而养儿女。
They live for Jesus.
他们为主而活。
They die for Jesus.
他们为主而死。
This is armies in heaven.
这个是天上的众军。
Everything is for God.
因为所有的都是给神。
And then God will bless this kind of people abundantly eventually.
那神就会祝福我们我们每一个人。
We need to be armies in heaven.
我们需要成为天上的众军。
Let us honor and respect this kind of spiritual status.
那我们需要来注重看重这一个属灵的。
Let us value this status given to us.
属灵的 这个属灵的地位，这个是属灵的神所赐给我们属灵的。另外一个条件。
Look at chapter
19, 第十九章
verse 12,
第十二节。
His eyes were like a flame of fire, that means the Lord Jesus, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no one knew except himself. Another condition.
这是这边记载着另外一个条件。
That is many crowns on the head of Jesus.
就是他头上戴着许多的冠冕。
Who are the crowns? What are the crowns?
什么是冠冕呢？
The armies in heaven, the believers.
天上的众军就是这冠冕。
That means the crowns refer to the believers.
这冠冕就是这些信徒。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道？
Look at Song of Songs chapter 3 verse
11. 在诗雅歌雅歌。
Chapter 3,
huh? 雅歌第三章。
Song of Songs, chapter 3, verse 11.
雅歌第三章第十一节。雅歌第三章第十一节，西安的众女子啊，你们出去观看所罗门王头戴冠冕，就是他在婚宴之日心中喜乐的时候，他母亲给他戴上。
You can see King Solomon. King Solomon prefigures the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可以看到所罗门王，他代表着主耶稣。
Spiritually,
在属灵上的主耶稣。
Then you can see on his head is a crown.
看到他头上是戴着冠冕。
Who crowns him?
谁给他戴上冠冕
？The mother.
这个他的母亲。
The mother crowns him means the church. The church is the mother.
母亲就是教会，教会给他戴上。
So, on the head of Jesus, you can see the church, the believers.
所以在主耶稣的头上，我们可以看到众信徒。
Jesus tells us.
所以主耶稣告诉我们。
Not in Matthew chapter 12.
在马太福音十二章。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
Who are my brother and sister? Who is my mother?
所以谁是我的母亲弟兄姐妹呢？
It's those who follow the will of God.
那些遵照神旨意的人。
So all the brothers and sisters become the mother, i.e. the church, the church.
那所以每一个信徒就是成为就是教会。
This mother crowned Jesus. That means the church becomes the glory of Jesus on his head.
所以母亲戴上冠冕，把这个冠冕戴上，就是母亲要把冠冕戴在主耶稣上。
That means we can glorify God.
所以我们要来荣耀神。
If we can become the crowns of Jesus on his head, that means we can glorify God. God wants us to glorify him. This is the message in the Bible.
如果我们能够成为主耶稣头上的冠冕，我们就能够荣耀神。这个是圣经里面的信息。
So how do we glorify God? To become the crowns on the head of Jesus.
我们怎么样来荣耀神呢？我们需要成为主耶稣头上的冠冕。
Otherwise, we cannot go to heaven. Really, if we are not crowns on the head of Jesus, we cannot go to heaven.
如果我们不是主耶稣头上的冠冕的话，我们没有办法进天国。
Because that also means victory.
冠冕也代表着得胜。
We must be victorious in this world so that we can meet the Lord God in heaven.
我们需要在这个世界上过得胜的生活，才能够有办法看见神。
If we become the crowns of Jesus on his head,
如果我们成为主耶稣头上的冠冕，
God will give us the crown of life.
神就会给我们生命的冠冕。
This is not true. James chapter 1 verse 12 tells us.
这个是真的，在雅各书第一章十二节告诉我们。
Then we will be given the crown of life.
我们会得到生命的冠冕。
And this is imperishable.
这个是不朽坏的冠冕。
First Corinthians chapter 9.
更多前书第九章
verse 25,
二十五节。
We will be given this crown which will not perish.
我们会得神会赐给我们这不朽坏的冠冕。
What does it mean?
这什么意思？
Eternal life.
就是永远的生命。
Our life in this world is very short.
我们在这个世界上的生命很短。
I don't know if I mentioned this. In this year, I have witnessed with my own eyes 20 people died that I know that I knew.
不知道有没有告诉大家我在今年看到了自己眼睛看到了二十个人这样过世了。
One of them was my father.
其中一位就是我的父亲。
Life in this world cannot last forever.
这个世界上的，在这个世界上的生命不会维持长久。
We need to become the crowns of Jesus on Jesus' head, so that we can be given the crown of life. That means eternal life.
我们需要成为主耶稣头上的冠冕，才能够得到神要给主耶稣要给我们的生命的冠冕，就是永生。
This is also called the crown of glory.
这个也是荣耀的冠冕。
First Peter.
Chapter 5 verse 4 tells us.
This is also called the crown of glory.
这个也是荣耀的冠冕。
So crown of life, crown which is imperishable, and crown of glory will be given to us if we become the crowns on the head of Jesus while we are in this world.
所以这不朽坏的冠冕这个生命的冠冕、荣耀的冠冕会赐给我们。如果我们能够成为主耶稣的冠冕，我们当我们还在世的时候。
How wonderful.
这个是多么奇妙的。
You may have 10 Rolls Royces today.
或许我们今天能够有十台这个 Rolls Royce 的车子。
But you cannot bring anything away when you die.
但是我们没有办法带走任何东西当我们死的时候。
We might have 10 properties.
我们可能拥有十栋的房子。
In London, we have a person who has got many properties.
在伦敦有人有很多的房地产。
He was one of these a trisiker.
他是一位慕道者。
And then I ask him, when you die, which one you're going to bring to heaven?
So I 告诉他，问他说，当你死的时候，你要带去哪一栋呢？
No, not none.
他说没有，带不走，没有一栋。
So he always comes to church. We hope that he can be baptized soon, huh, this person.
所以他一直都会来教会，我们很盼望他能够赶快受洗。
In this world, it's not forever.
我们的生命世界上的生命不是永久的。
We must be armies in heaven.
我们需要成为天上的
众军。That means we become the crowns of Jesus Christ.
就是要成为主耶稣头上的冠冕。
So what is our mission, our charge from the Lord Almighty God? If we are the armies in heaven,
我们教会我们属于神的人的这个责任是什么呢？
Look at verse 14 again.
我们来读十四节。
The last part tells us.
最后一段告诉我们。
We are armies in heaven. We have to follow Jesus on white horses.
我们是天上的众军，要跟随他，骑着白马。
Another condition.
这是另外一个条件。
That means we must follow Jesus if we are armies in heaven.
就要说我们要如果是天上的众军，我们需要跟随主耶稣。
White horses means what?
这个骑着白马代表什么
？Horses mean many true Jesus throughout the whole world.
白马就是真耶稣教会在遍满世界。
White horses on white horses.
在骑着这个白马，在骑白马上。
That means we take care of the church. We are in the church. We are running throughout the whole world.
所以这我们在教会里面，我们骑在白马上，我们是在世界上各处奔跑的。
What do we do?
我们做什么呢
？To battle against the devil, Satan.
就是与撒旦征战。
Verse 15 tells us.
第十五节告诉我们。
We have the help of Jesus Christ.
我们有从主耶稣来的帮助。
From his mouth goes a sharp sword.
因为从他口中有利剑出来。
And that will help us.
来帮助我们
and we'll strike the nations.
我们就可以击杀列国
What does it mean?
这什么意思
That means bring many nations to come to the Lord.
所以很多的国家都能够来相信主
That means all kinds of people. Nations means different kinds of people.
列国就是很多不同的国家不同的人
And then we can march forward.
再来我们就能够往前行走
This is the charge of the armies in heaven.
这个是天上的众军。
It tells us we have to preach the true gospel throughout the whole world.
我们需要在往世界传扬神的真福音。
But of course, we must start locally.
当然，我们需要从我们各地方开始。
Actually, if you look at this carefully,
所以我们如果仔细的查考
，these armies in heaven actually is the only true church in the end time.
这天上的众军就是末世独一的真教会。
And this is the white horse.
骑在白马上。
White horse, huh?
这就是这一只白马。
This white horse started galloping from chapter 6.
这只白马从第六章就开始跑。
Verse 2.
第二节。
If you look at chapter 6, verse 2.
第六章第二节。
And this is another condition.
这是另外一个条件。
That is, the armies in heaven must have the name of the body of Christ.
这个
I'm talking about this condition, huh?
末世的教会就需要
in heaven.
这个天上的军队，
天上的众军
，天上的众军
must have the name of the body of Christ.
天上的众军需要有神
身体的名字
耶稣身体的名字。
This is very important.
这个很重要的。
Look at chapter 6.
第六章
verse 2.
第二节
You can see.John saw a vision of a white horse.
我们看到约翰看到这个一个白马。
And on top of the white horse, there's a rider.
在这匹白马上有一个骑白马的人。
Look at this rider.
那这个骑的这个人。
He is always conquering and conquering. That means he's always victorious.
他是得胜，胜了又要胜。
Let me ask a question.
所以我问大家一个问题。
Who is this rider?
这个骑在白马上的是
谁 Always victorious. Who can that be?
这个长胜了又胜的是谁？
Elder, who can it be?
是这个得胜了又胜的是谁？
Who can it be?
是
Jesus.
这个是主耶稣。
He overcame death. He came back to life on the third day after being nailed on the cross.
所以他从死里复活三天之后，钉在十字架上三天之后他复活。他得胜了罪恶。
He overcame temptations.
得胜了试探。
He overcame the devil.
得胜了魔鬼。
He overcame death.
得胜了死亡。
He can never be defeated.
他不会被打败的。
He is always victorious.
他是胜了又胜。
Conquering and conquering means always victorious.
胜了又胜就是一直得胜。
This is the rider on the white horse.
这个是骑在白马上的这一个人。
Only Jesus can be the rider.
只有主耶稣能够成为骑白马的人。
Nobody else.
没有其他的人。
But what is the white horse then?
那这什么是白马呢？
Jesus always associates fellowships with whom?
神都主耶稣主耶稣都跟谁一起有
团
契？
Who could that be?
谁跟谁团契？
The devil?
魔鬼吗？
Some people say the white horse is the devil.
有人说这个白马是魔鬼。
This is absolutely wrong.
这是绝对错误的。
Jesus associates with his believers.
主耶稣是跟他相信他的人团契。
The church.
就是教会。
So Jesus is riding on the horse. It's the church. Jesus controls the church.
所以主耶稣坐在骑在白马上，这白马就是教会。
耶稣控制，
耶稣控制教会。
Jesus directs the church.
主耶稣来带领教会。
Jesus is the head of the church.
主耶稣是教会的头。
This is the meaning of the rider riding on the horse, conquering and conquering.
所以这个就是骑在白马上胜了又胜的意思。
If we are prepared to be ridden by the Lord Jesus, then we can be victorious.
我们如果预备好了，能够给主耶稣骑，我们就能够胜了又胜。
Then we can gallop together with Jesus.
那我们就能够与主耶稣一起来奔跑。
And then we can gallop until chapter 19.
我们就能够跟主一直跑到十九章。
Look at verse 11.
第十一节。
Revelation chapter 19, verse 11.
启示录十九章十一节。
Pay attention. This is very important. This is about the name of the true Jesus Church.
我们需要很注意的，因为这是有关真耶稣教会的这教会的名字。
But the body of Jesus.
这个是主耶稣的身体。
Must have a name.
一定需要有一个名字。
The church must have a name.
教会一定需要一个名字。
We have got 10 basic beliefs in the true church.
在真耶稣教会里面，我们有十个信仰，
基本信仰。And all of them are from the Bible.
那这基本信仰都是根据圣经的。
And one of them is the true Jesus church.
有一点就是真耶稣教会。
And some people say why true Jesus church?
有人说为什么要叫真耶稣教会
？This church is not mine.
这教会不是我们的。
It's not yours.
不是你的。
Why?
为什么
？Because we have not used our blood to buy people.
因为我们没有用我们的血来赎这些人。
Paul says, I have not baptized you in my name.
保罗说，我不是用我的名为你受洗。
Church belongs to Jesus.
教会属于神。
So this white horse is seen again by John.
所以这一匹白马再一次被约翰看见。十一节。
Then I saw a heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, the same white horse in chapter 6 verse 2.
这个是跟第六章第二节一样，一匹白马。
On the rider, you can see a name called Faithful and True.
骑在马上的称为诚信真实。
The name of the rider is called Faithful and True.
骑在马上的称为诚信真实。
Look at this, The horse here.
我们可以看到马在这里。
The rider is on top of the horse.
那骑马的坐在马上。
The leader, Jesus, the leader, head.
主耶稣是头，他是带领者。
The horse, believers, the church.
马是信徒，是教会。
The two must be one.One body.
所以这两个一定是要同一体的。
Because Jesus says, "I'm in you, you are in me, we are one."
所以主耶稣说，我在里面，你在我里面，我们是同。
So the rider on the horse means one body.
所以这个骑马的和马是一体的。
So when the head has got the name faithful and true, of course the whole one unit, including the horse, is the same name.
所以骑在马上的如果是称为诚信真实，所以整个骑马的和马就是。就是同样的名字
Faithful and true
诚信真实
Faithful and true spiritually means true
诚信真实就是真
True
就是真理
You must be faithful before you can be true
一定要是真理才能够成为诚信诚实
才能够真 And this is what it tells us here in verse 10. Spiritual. We must explain testimony of Jesus spiritually. Spirit of prophecy. We have to use spiritual terms to explain.
所以第十节告诉我们，我们要预言用灵异来见证神。
Right. So faithful and true means true.
所以诚信真实就是真理。
So the church with the Lord on top writing has got a name, true spiritually.
所以,
the white horse with the Jesus on top.
主耶稣骑在这马上，就是真，有一个名字，
true,
就是真理，真。
Verse 13.
第十三节,
you can see again, his name is called the Word of God.
看到他的名称为神的道。
The same rider, the same white horse, now name the Word of God.
同样骑马的, 同样一匹马, 名字叫做神的道。
What is the Word of God?
什么是神的道?
Spiritually?
在属灵上这是什么?
Word of God means Jesus.
神的道就是主, 就是主耶稣。
耶稣。
就是耶稣,
oh, because in John chapter 1 verse 1 it tells us,
因为在约翰一书, 约翰一章一节告诉我们,
in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
起初, 道与神同在, 然后道, 就是神,
太初已道, 道与神同在, 道就是神, very important.
所以这个是很重要,
verse 14,
第十四节,
the Word became flesh,
道成肉身,
14节, huh? Verse 14, the Word became flesh.
所以道成为肉身,
that means the Word became Jesus.
所以道成为主耶稣,
so the Word of God, the name in chapter 19, verse 13, the name is called the Word of God. That means the name is called Jesus.
所以这边, 说到神的道, 这个名字是名称为神的道,
every TJC member must know why we are called TJC, True Jesus Church.
神的道就是耶稣, 所以我们每一个信徒都需要知道为什么我们教会叫做真耶稣教会。
Oh, so the verse 13 tells us the name Jesus.
所以13节告诉我们, 这名字叫, 就是耶稣。
Okay, verse 16.
第16节,
another name.
另外一个名字,
he has his on his robe and on his thigh, the name. Name is emphasized.
衣服和大腿上有名，名是被这边是被注重的。
King of kings and Lord of lords.
就是万王之王，万主之主。
Listen, the emphasis is the name.
所以这边所强调的就是这个名字。
Oh, of course Jesus is the King of kings.
我们知道耶稣就是万王之王。
Of course Jesus is the Lord of lords.
那当然，耶稣就是万主之主。
We have just explained who the kings are.
我们已经提到过说谁是那些国王。
Right? 1, 6, 5, 10. Kings means the believers, the victorious saints.
那这些国王就是, 那些圣徒成为圣的圣徒, 信徒。
We read 1, 5, 5, 10, right? That's not 1, 6, 5, 10, no?
第一章第六节,
第五章第十节,
第五章第十节,
we just read that. We are the kings.
我们读过了, 我们知道我们是那国王。
So kings are the victorious believers. Victorious believers means saints.
国王是得胜的信徒, 这些就是圣徒。
Very important. 信徒 not the same as 圣徒.
信徒不是圣, 圣徒。
Because believers can be sinful still.
因为信徒也是有可能犯罪的。
But saints are holy.
但是圣徒是圣洁的。
So the kings are the believers.
所以这些,
victorious believers.
王这些万王就是信徒,
King is Jesus. King is Jesus.
但是这个之王就是耶稣,
is Jesus. One King singular.
这万王之王这个一个王这个王就是主耶稣.
Look at this carefully.
我们如果读,
the name is emphasized.
那个名字是被强调的.
The name is called King of Kings.
名字说到是万王之王.
King is Jesus.
这个 王是主耶稣,
kings are the saints.
这万王是指着众圣徒。
If you plus the two together, add the two together,
我们如果把这两个加在一起,
king plus kings,
这万王跟众王, 万王之王跟这众王, 万王,
万王加王啦, 主耶稣啦,
万王加王。
If we plus the kings and the king together,
我们如果把这个万王, 万王跟王加在一起,
what do they become?
它变成什么呢?
Church.
就是教会。
Kings alone cannot, believers alone cannot form the church.
万王他们没有办法
本身
没有办法成为教会。
Is that true? Without Jesus, how can we become the church?
对不对？没有主耶稣，我们怎么能够成为教会
？Jesus alone, can he become the church?
主耶稣自己有办法成为教会吗
？No.
没有办法。
Jesus plus the saints are from the church.
主耶稣和众圣徒成为教会。
This is the main, the true meaning, the complete meaning, church, the meaning of church.
所以这个就是教会的意义意思嘛，
最完全的意义。
最完全的意义。
Complete.It means Jesus and believers.
就是耶稣还有众
圣徒。Strictly speaking, Jesus and the saints.
所以耶稣和众圣徒。
But for spiritual teaching, we always say Jesus is the head of the church. Of course, that is not wrong.
当然在属灵教训我们说主耶稣是是教会的头。
That means we have to obey God as the head. That's not a problem. It's true. Jesus is the head of the church means we must let him lead the church.
所以我们说到我们需要跟随主耶稣的带领，这个是对
的。Church is the body of Jesus. It's also right.
教会是主耶稣的身体，这也是对的。
This is spiritual teaching.
这个是属灵的教训。
The actual meaning of church must include Jesus and the saints that form the church. That form the church.
教会的意义就是需要有主耶稣还有众信徒圣徒才能够成为教会。
It's very true, isn't it?
这个是很真实的。
Acts chapter 20 verse 28.
使徒行传二十章二十八节。
Church means a group of people who have been purchased by the blood of Jesus. That means these people must have the blood of Jesus.
这些教会就是神的宝血所买来的，所以这些需要有这些人。
This blood means Jesus, His life.
血就是主耶稣的生命。
And they form the church.
这样就能够成为教会。
So here, the name is called King of Kings.
所以这边说到万王之王。
The name.
名字写着说万王之王。
That means the name is church.
所以名字就是教会。
The word church is very important.
教会很重要。
We have been talking about one true church in the Bible with the TPB students for 5 days. Just one true church, 5 days.
我们花了五天的时间跟神学生他们讨论这个真教会真教会。
One true church in the Bible.
独一的真教会，圣经独一的。
So the word church is very important.
所以教会这个名字教会很重要。
You can find the word church in the Old Testament.
我们在旧约有办法找到教会这个名字。
This is what the Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
In the New Testament, the church.
在新约教会。
Today, the church.
今天我们有教会。
So the word church is very important.
所以这个字教会很重要。
Verse 11.
十一节。
True.
真实。
真。
真
就真就好了。True,
真。
Verse 13,
第十三节。
Jesus,
耶稣。
Verse 16,
第十六节。
Church,
教会。
True Jesus Church,
所以真耶稣教会。
Lord of Lords, the same. Lord of Lords also means Jesus and the church members.
所以万主之主也是主耶稣和
众圣徒。Why do we call ourselves Lords?
我们为什么叫我们自己是主
？Lord means spiritual authority.
主就是有权柄的，属灵上有权柄的。
People sin, we don't have to sin.
有人犯罪，我们不需要去犯罪。
People are greedy, we don't have to be greedy.
有人很贪心，我们不需要贪心。
People always hot tempered, we don't have to be.
有人很容易生气，我们不需要有生气。
Because we have the authority, spiritual power from God through the power of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们有权柄，在属灵上有权柄借着圣灵来帮助我们。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because Jesus is our Lord, He can take care of us, He can control us.
因为主耶稣是我们耶稣是我们的主，他有办法来帮助控制我们。
Therefore, we are the Lords of the Lord.
所以我们就成为这个主万主之主。
We can see the name True Church very clear.
所以这边可以看到真耶稣教会。
Only one white horse.
只有一匹白马。
Only one rider.
只有一个骑在马上。
Only one True Church.
只有一个教会。
Only one name.
只有一个名字。
True Jesus Church.
就是真耶稣教会。
If anybody comes to tell us.The name True Church is not important. We are saved by Jesus. Name is not important. Wrong.
有人告诉我们说，如果有人告诉我们，真耶稣教会名字不重要，我们是借着主耶稣得救的，这个就不对了。
How can we identify this is the body of Christ?
我们怎么样来发现说这个是神的身体
？If the name is not clear,
如果名字不清楚的
话 ，and the name is in the Bible,
这个名字是在圣经里头。
Actually, this was only discovered a few years ago.
这个我们几年前才发现到很。很明显的发现到
Everything, this was used many, almost 100 years ago, but now we can see in the Bible.
其实这些已经好几
上百年了，
上几百年前就已经写了。
几百没有几百，整百，整百年前了，差不多一百年前嘛。About 100 years ago.
差不多一百年前
就开始用这样说教会嘛？ But then we know this is in the Bible.
但我们那时候不知道说这个写在圣经里面。
And in the beginning, you know, the devil did not like the early workers to use the name Jesus Church.
我们知道刚开始这个魔鬼不喜欢这个工人用真耶稣教会。
Different names were used.
所以不同的名字有用过了不同的名字。
Because the devil doesn't like the name.
因为这个魔鬼不喜欢这个名字。
So in the very beginning, when the true Jesus came into this world.And the name was changing from this to that. Eventually, True Jesus Church.
所以刚开始的时候，名字有改变但是后来我们叫真耶稣教会。
Why?
为什么
？This is God's name, the church with the name of Jesus, the body of Christ, True Jesus Church. Very clear.
因为这个是主耶稣的身体那个真耶稣教会就名字这就很重要。
But we have to follow Jesus.
所以我们需要来跟随主。
One white horse, but it then become many horses, many white horses, many white horses. Verse 14.
在十四节就讲到就有很多很多的白马。
What does it mean?
什么意思
？One white horse ridden by Jesus. That means only one true church.
一匹白马主耶稣骑在上面就是一个真教会。
But then, the white church, the white horse.Can be throughout the whole world.
但是所有白马可以看到是铺满遍满的整个世界。
There's a white horse here at this Irvine.
借着湾这一个白马。
There's a white horse in Garden Grove.
在园林教会有一匹白马。
And almost two or three horses in London coming.
然后在伦敦那边有或许有两三匹白马。
In whole Africa.More than 100 white horses.
然后在非洲那边，
主耶稣教会
也超过100匹白马，就是真耶稣教会。
These white horses follow Jesus.
那这些马都跟随着耶稣。
These are the armies in heaven.
这个就是天上的众军。
So we have looked at briefly the armies in heaven.
所以我们很快的看过天上的众军。
We must have some conditions.
我们需要有一些条件。
First of all, must be with white garments, white and clean.
那第一要有光明洁白的细麻衣。
We must come to the feast of the Lord.
我们需要来参加主耶稣的婚宴。
Every Sabbath must come to service. Cannot escape one.
每一个安息日我们都需要来参加，不能够没有来参加。
Weekday services, we try our best to attend everyone if possible. Unless we want to watch a movie, and that's not very good.
那在我们平常的周的日子上，我们来参加，我们尽量来参加聚会，除非是要看电影，那这样就不是很好。
That's very sad. Very sad. That would be very sad.
就很可惜。
So this is very important.
所以这很重要。
We must be ready to come to the feast.
我们需要准备预备好来参加婚宴。
We must be in heaven. In heaven.
我们需要在天上。
That means we are holy, we are spiritual, everything is for God, God is everything for us. Put God first in our life.
我们需要圣洁，是要属灵，我们生命的每一切都是属神。
Another thing, we must be crowns on the head of Jesus.
另外一样就是我们要成为主耶稣头上的冠冕。
That means we are victorious, we can glorify God.
就是我们需要来得胜，来荣耀神。
Another, we have to war, follow Jesus by following Jesus, not following people.
然后我们要跟随主耶稣，不是跟随人。
And then we must make sure this church is the only true church in the end time.
再来，我们需要肯定的知道这个教会是末世独一的得救教会。
The name True Jesus Church in the Bible.
这名字真耶稣教会是圣经，这是属于圣经的。
We have to love other members in other churches and denominations.
我们需要去爱其他不同教派的信徒。
We have to love them.
我们需要去爱他们。
We have to pray for them.
我们需要为他们祷告。
Bring them to the true Jesus Church. This is the church of God.
带领他们来到真耶稣教会，因为这个是属神的教会。
This church, we emphasize, is not yours. It's not mine.
我们知道，我们这教会不是属于你，还是属于我的。
True Jesus Church does not belong to me.
真耶稣教会不是属于我的。
Does not belong to you.
也不是属于你的。
Belongs to Jesus.
属于耶稣的。
Then you can see.The true church can grow, and it's growing throughout the whole world.
那我们就可以看到真耶稣教会会一直成长。
This salvation door open, no one can stop, according to Revelation.
这个福音的门就会大开。启示录告诉我们，就是没有人能够关闭的。
Unless God closes it Himself.
到了神亲自把它关起来。
So can you see, since the beginning of the true church is growing throughout the whole world.
我们可以看到真耶稣教会会一直遍满世界。
Since beginning.
自从开始就会一直遍满世界。
But of course, sometimes you can see one local church, one little white horse stumble.
但是有时候我们会看到，有时候一个地方教会一匹白马会跌倒。
Doesn't mean the white horse in the world is not growing, is not galloping.
但不是说其他的白马不是其他的白马在其他的地方没有在奔跑。
So we make sure the church that we belong to also galloping like a white horse, powerful horse for the Lord Jesus, like armies in heaven.
所以我们需要让我们的教会好像这匹白马一样，跟随着主耶稣奔跑。
Remember, we don't.Fight alone.
我们要记住，我们不是自己在奋斗。
Never alone.
我们从来绝对不是不会孤独的。
Sing him.
唱诗。351首。
91.
对不起，391首。
391.
391首。
Seated.
请坐。
We are armies in heaven.
我们是天上的众军。
Make sure our enemies are clear.Before us,
我们需要看清楚我们敌人是谁。
Our enemies are not brothers and sisters.
我们的敌人不是我们的弟兄姐妹。
Sometimes when we are not very spiritual,
有时候当我们不是很属灵的时候，
we can offend each other.
我们会互相得罪。
But forgive each other.
但是我们需要互相原谅。
Otherwise, we cannot be armies in heaven.
不然我们没有办法成为天上的
众军。Otherwise, we might attack the wrong targets.
不然的话，我们会去攻击不对的目标。
Look at Saul.
我们看着扫罗。
Saul was supposed to fight the enemies.
扫罗应该去攻击敌人。
But he fought his own great general David.
但是他却去攻击去寻找要杀大卫。
Very sad.
但是很可惜的。
Sometimes in the church, workers fighting against each other.
有时候在教会里面，我们看工人攻击其他的工人。
And we can see some brothers and sisters fighting among themselves.
我们看到弟兄姐妹他们互相有冲突。
This is very sad.
这是很让人失望的。
Make sure we know our targets well.
我们需要知道看清楚我们的目标。
Not brothers and sisters.
不是弟兄姐妹。
But satanic power.
但是撒旦的这些能力。我们需要祷告。
We have to pray so that we can become powerful.
我们需要祷告，所以能够有力量。
Armies in heaven.
成为天上的众军。
So that Irwin Church can grow and multiply.
所以尔湾教会能够成长。
Irwin,
尔湾教会。
And then all other churches in the UK.
然后
in the USA.
然后其他美国的教会。
All the true churches, white horses throughout the whole world.
然后其他世界上这些真教会这些白马。
Let's pray together.
一起跪下来祷告。